And I know the Fed is preparing for a two-day policy meeting. And, Jill, I know that is at a time where we've got economic uncertainty. I think of the old Bible verse about wars and rumors of wars. But we've got tariffs and rumors of tariffs. And what is that doing to the situation as we go into the Fed meeting?
Well, I think it's just put this very big cloud of uncertainty over the entire economy, the U.S. economy and the global economy. And that puts the Fed in a kind of a tough situation because, remember, they've got two big jobs, right? They use their monetary policy, the control of interest rates, and their lending facilities to big banks. They've got two jobs. One is, hey, make sure that the economy grows enough to create enough jobs. And, you know, based on Friday's Labor Department report, the job situation, just fine. It's not sparkling. It's not crazy, but it's solid, right? 130,000 jobs or 100, you know, whatever the jobs are, 177,000 jobs. These are all, like, good, solid numbers, okay? Then on the other side, the Fed has to do something that is a little bit more difficult. It's got to make sure that prices are stable. And what that is essentially, like, make sure there's not too much inflation, but also to make sure that prices aren't dropping so fast that we have deflation. And, you know, if you looked at the numbers, just like sort of on their face, the numbers, they look pretty good, meaning that job creation looks pretty good and the inflation rate is coming down. But that's because we haven't really seen the impact of those tariffs that have been announced. Even the bunch, you know, there's a bunch that are paused, but even whatever's in announced and in effect, we haven't really seen those numbers, and as a result, I think it's hard for the Fed to actually be able to understand what should they do next. And that's why most people think the Fed's going to do a whole lot of nothing when they meet this week. Maybe they're going to tee us up for a July cut, but you know the real issue is they don't want to be presiding over an economy that is seeing a rise in inflation.
Are we seeing, because of the fact that we've had volatility on the tariffs themselves, we have them imposed, and then a couple of days later, we get a pause or a rescission of that tariff. Does that make it even more difficult for the Fed?
Yeah, I think it's hard because you really want to see some consistency, right? You want to say, okay, well, what is actually happening? What's the trend in the economy? And when you look at it that way, it's very difficult to understand what the trend is if you don't know, like, what the behavior is going to be. Meaning that some economists have said to me, like, well, just put the darn, whatever the tariffs are, just put them in place and stop going back and forth because as a company, it would be very hard to plan for this. I was just talking to somebody who was like, I'm going to do a renovation on my house, but I put it on hold because they're like, well, you know, how am I going to know, like, is my lumber price going to be this or is it going to be that, right? And so, you know, just now multiply that by so many decisions that are made every single day in the economy, and you can see how the inactivity can cause some problems. So I think the Fed is really kind of in a tough situation right now. That's why I don't think this is the type of Federal Reserve that wants to go out on a limb. I think they're very worried that we see a resurgence in inflation, and they certainly don't want to preside over an economy that is going to see prices go up again. They just don't want to be that Fed.
And you mentioned worry, and I know right now it seems, at least anecdotally, that there is a lot of consumer stress right now because of all of this uncertainty.
Yeah, I mean, we have measurements of our own confidence, consumers, right? There's one from University of Michigan. There's one from the Conference Board. The Conference Board Confidence Index came out recently, and that fell to the lowest level since the heat of COVID, May 2020. And, you know, what consumers are, like, I don't think, like, long-term, they're not like, oh, the world's coming to an end. But there's a part of this index that says, okay, what's going to happen for the next 6 months? And that's where consumers are very uneasy. That it is called the Expectations Index, and it fell to the lowest level since October of 2011. Holy smokes. So now, listen, how we feel is not necessarily what is going to happen, because you and I can say, I feel really bad, and then go out to dinner and spend money. So we really need to see what happens next. And, you know, I look at the longer term studies for myself just because, you know, I'm a personal finance wonk and I have a blog, a podcast and a radio show. And I saw a recent report out from Allianz Life where almost two-thirds of Americans say their number one worry about retirement is running out of money. In fact, two-thirds of Americans say they worry more about running out of money than death. I was like, what? Death? Come on now, guys. That's terrible. So people are worried. They're very concerned about rising prices, and they're worried about what happens next.
That says a lot, that statement in and of itself. One final Fed question for you, Jill. Is Jerome Powell safe?
Yeah, I think he is. I think that the president was flirting with it. Administration officials were flirting with it. But I think that once the bond market kind of voted, meaning that once we saw huge market mayhem that occurred after those whispers that the president might consider firing Powell, that was when I think things really changed. And, you know, to some extent, it doesn't matter who's really in charge. The markets will tell us what the ultimate outcome will be. They're not always right, but in the long term, when markets are rolling over and fear is at its height, there is often a moment where I think any official in Washington, D.C. has to sit up and say, okay, I can't let that happen. And that's what happened with Trump. He basically blinked because of the bond market.
Jill, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
You take care.